but just to end with one last Dover Nifla, and that is from the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, the Hafla, who says, Mamash, Yesoid Nifla, the Neira, that opens up so many different Chazals. And this Hafla is in Parshas Miketz. It's also in his Akdama to the Sefer HaMakna. And the context over there is Yosef HaTzadik, who says, Eso Alekim Ani Yore, I fear my God. Eso Alekim Ani Yore. And Yosef said it a second time. He said, Hatachas Alekim Ani. And if you take a look at the Targum says, Dichlo Da Hashem Ano. I want you to know, I fear one person, I fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yosef HaTzadik, Barimtzich, he says, Eso Alekim Ani Yore. So he says like this. He says, we know a person has to be an Onof. You're not allowed to have Gaiva. A person has to be an Onof. You walk around, you tell people, I'm a chosh of a person, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a lamdan, I'm a talmud chacham. Right? Hatznei alecha l'shem elokecha. But says the hafla, there's one time that a person's allowed to be a bal gaiva. A person is allowed to be a bal gaiva over the fact that he's a yore elikim. And that's, Yosef HaTzadik says, Eso elikim ani yore. Where he says, Hatachas elikim ani. I fear Hashem. There's no another to say that I fear Hashem. This is something a person's allowed to do. And he says, when you understand this, it's going to open up so many different chazals. You ready? The Gemara says, Mishemes Rebbe, Batla anova v'yir aschet. Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, right? Asman bagegin sich mit Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, loy tisni yir aschet de ikka ano. Everybody asks, loy tisni yir aschet de ikka ano. Ein loch agai v'gedoy l'mizu. Says that flaw, it's not true. Eso alikim ani yore, that's not gaiva. You're allowed to say, like this, the year is chet to ikka ano. A person is allowed to say that about himself. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ma Hashem sholmim, kiim liyir oisi. And the Gemara says, kiim liyir oisi, as if it's billig. Moshe says, yeah, in, legabi Moshe, milse zutra sehi. Of a freak ta flaw, Moshe Rabbeinu was the onami kaladam. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu talking away as if to him, to fear Hashem, is a billig azach? What do you mean it's billig? How could you say it that way? The teretz is Eso Alekim Ani Yore. And when it comes to Yerushamayim, a person is allowed to say something like that. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Ayisal Chacham B'Chachmasai, Vayisal Gibor B'Gvurasai, Asher Ba'Asher Kim B'Zoisi Salah Masal Haskel V'Yodoya Oisi, which that four teichus means to have basic Yerushamayim Kim B'Zoisi Salah Masal. That's something that a person is allowed to feel good about himself. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, heavy arum biyira. So Pasha, what does it mean, heavy arum biyira? Arum amiloshin kliegshaft, right? You should be arum, you should be clever. The Nachash was the arum mikol achayis. That a person should be arum, says the Haflo Yesh Shloimer al Pizeh. Arum is also miloshin, you're not wearing clothing. He says, ordinarily, a person has to be malbish all his maisim. You have to cover your maisim. You have to go batznei aleches. But when it comes to yira, you don't have to cover your yira. Heavy arum, you're allowed to be an arum. You don't need to cover it. When it comes to the fact that you're a Yorei Shamayim, over there you're allowed to be open about it. It's not a time for you to have to be an anav. But the question is why? What does that even mean? You can't talk about your mitzvahs and maisim toivim, but the fact that you have Yorei Shamayim, that's not a big deal. Over there, all of a sudden, the laws of gaiva and the laws of anava don't apply. So that flaw says, Yesoid Nifla. He says, you know what the pshat is? He said, the pshat is because of a person is makir, the most basic of akaris, that every person has to be makir, right? So inecha shamaimo ru'u mi bore eilo, mi psorai echsa lekim. It's not a big deal to be a Yorei Shamayim. The person that's not a Yorei Shamayim is lost. But Be'etzim Amuna is so poshit. And really, Yiras Hashem should be so poshit. It's Taka Milsa Zutra Sehi. And if that's the case, he says, what's the big deal? Listen to this lashon. V'hine lo oitzim chiyu v'ayiru milifnei Hashem yisparach lo yichoshev mailas hayiru lispar bo mishe'enoi niver midas. K'moy shenemar mi lo yirocha. It's so poshut you have to have yira. What's the big deal? You have yira? Al tachzik toivel atzmecha. It's not the pshat you're being about gaiva. The word is, it's so poshut. The person that has no yira is lost. So for a person to say, yeah, gleben da'ibish the chab yira sashem, yeah, but I don't like to talk about it. What do you mean I don't like to talk about it? The person that doesn't, you have to feel his mamish gone. He's lost. It's not a bechin of gaiva. It's a bechin of you put shoes on before you walk outside the house. Oh, you're a bal gaiva because you have an akara that you don't walk outside without your shoes. The fact that you have basic yiras shemayim, that's just poshet mipsareach salikim mi loyirocha, and says the hafla, that's the oimik, and it's for that reason when it comes to yira, when it comes to this inyan, a person is allowed to be a balgaiva, and that's pshat in all these different chazals. So he said yesh loimar. He said, "Yay, Shloima, here's the punchline." The Gemara says in Masech Tesoita Daf Hei Amud Aleph that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. Not just allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. He has to have a little bit of gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoinish Abishminis. Vikamer Kulmus in Ishtabru. Everybody tries to figure out what exactly is the Shmoinish Abishminis. I mean, just the rate bites that we've spoken about. Right, the Vilna Goyen, it's the eighth pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu said, Kotointi Mikola Chasodim and Mikola Emes. He said that really it was a shtickle gaiva on the part of Yaakov Avinu. Because if you're saying Kotointi Mikola Chasodim, so you're attributing all the successes that you had to your own achievements. But said the Goyen, he was allowed to do it. Being that right now he's saying, like in Navardik, ich bin garnished. Now I'm katointi mikola chasadim and mikola emes. And the Goyen said, that's the chiddush of the Shmoinish of Hashminis. You're allowed to say that I was once something, as long as the outcome is going to be that right now, habach garnished. We've spoken at Rabbi Kiveger said that what's the Shmoinish of Hashminis? He said that it's the eighth pasuk in the eighth parak of Sefer Tehillim, which talks about Hamshileyu al Bahamas Sadai, that a person is meant to govern and rule over behemoths. There would have been a Havamina that a person has to be an Anav even when it comes to a behemoth. You're walking in the street, you see a squirrel, you act Badarke Anav. Kamash Malon, the Pasik says, man rules over behemoths. We once spoke about the Anav of Rabbi Kiveg, and only Rabbi Kiveg could have had Azah Hergish. The Helgich Sam Soifu said that what's the Shemayna Shabashmin? It's referring to the mitzvah of Mila. It's the eighth mitzvah that was given, because it's the first mitzvah that after the Shabbat. And it was Nitna Bishmini. And he says, what's the mitzvah of Mila? It's being Nizir bin Yonei Ketusha. And the Chasam Sofer says, when it comes to Yonei Ketusha, a person's allowed to have gaiva. And he says, that's why David HaMelech was in the base Merchitz. He was very, very scared. Achin Nestakab in Mila. And then he was Besimcha, because he was an Onav. David HaKotan. But when he was Nestakab in Mila, and he remembered that he was Nizir bin Ketusha Samila, then already he was Besimcha. Dvarim Nifla Mamish. We once spoke out from Shlomo Arieli. He said, what's the Shmoinish of Hashminis? He said, the Shmoinish Shabashminis is the eighth of the Sifrei Tanakh. Today's daf is Sefer Shmuel. In the eighth pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Chana doesn't have any children, and Elkanah tells Chana, he says, you don't have children. How loy ani toiv loch? I should be better than all the children. You have me. So if you have me, you should be happy. And he said, this is the Shmoinish of Hashminis. The Talmud Chacham is allowed to tell his wife that I'm a Choshev. He says, you want to be an Anav, be an Anav. Of a Nishven Sekim to the Shalom Bayis, not by the Rebbetzin. Then he's supposed to come with a Stoltz. He's supposed to come with a Gaiva. He's supposed to, I'm good in learning. I said a good Chiddish. I said a Chaburich. But over then already, he's supposed to have a, you're allowed to have a little bit of a Gaiva. He says, the reason is because she's your Shutev. And if she's your Shutev, so she's entitled to a quarterly report, so I want to know. It's not gaiva. You tell your shutif that you had a good quarter. That's not gaiva. This is the way it's supposed to be. It sure is that it. But all the different ramazan that you find as it relates to Shmoinish Shabashminis, it said, the hafla yeshloimar, that you want to know what the Shmoinish Shabashminis is. He says, take a look at the last eight psukim in the Torah. He says, the last eight psukim in the Torah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daftes Vavam and Aleph says, was either written by Yeshua Benon, or maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was cast from Bedema. But it's the story, of Ayomos Moshe Eved Hashem. It's the last eight psukim that are unique. In fact, it's so unique that there's different halachas in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, you don't even need a minion for it. Because Kivan Deshtani Yeshtani, they're very, very different. These eight psukim are a beria b'fnei atzman. And what's going on in those psukim? What's going on in those psukim is Moshe Rabbeinu, the way the Rambam paskins, is talking all about himself. That's what's happening in those eight psukim. There's a little bit of a gaiva. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avada, didn't just write it. Moshe Rabbeinu was kosvan from Bedema, the Gemara said. He was crying. There were tears rolling down his cheeks as he was writing this. But at the end of the day, that's the theme of what's going on. Those are the Shmoinah. That's the eighth psukim. Then take a look at the last pasuk. In fact, take a look at the eighth to last word of that pasuk. Hamoira Hagadol Asha Asam Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Says the Hafla, Talmud Chacham, Sarech Sheyehebay, Echad Mishmoinah B'Shebeshminis. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to the eighth to last word of the last of the eight psukim in the Torah, which are uniquely about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is writing it. Now, he's writing it, Al-Pitzivu Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that eighth to last word is HaMoira. And that's coming to teach us that when it comes to Yerushamayim, when it comes to Moira, over there's no problem. Moira, there a person's allowed to have a little bit of gaiva. And that's Pshad Yasoli Kimani Yore. And yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, for me, Yira is a milsa zutrasi. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok said, Loi tisni Yira aschet, Mikra no. And it's taka true kim bezois yishalala mesal haskavir doy oisi. But you know what the oimik is? The oimik is because you're not deharing it as a grace zach. You're deharing it as a milsa zutrasihi. Faker. The person who has no yirishamayim, he's the loser. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. That's not gaiva. Gaiva is not when you do what you're supposed to do. When you behave normally, it's not gaiva. And that's the oimik. The oimik is mi lo yirachal. What's the big deal? What's the chiddish? It's poshit. If that's the hakara, that's the mindset, then it's taka, not the beginning of gaiva. And this is yet another remez in the echad mishmoinu shebishminas.